Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Jason Duda mixing it in today as part of the three-man booth. He's had more energy, but he's here.
More than who? And,
well, I mean, there have been days where he's had more energy.
Than today.
But he's here, and he came up with a couple of good questions for Walker Jenkins.
I did. And, well, I thought the second was better than the first. The first was pretty standard fare for Duda, but he broke the ice a little bit in that second one.
I did good.
Yeah, he did fine. Good. He did fine, and we all conducted ourselves well. Followed my lead to some degree, and did.
Oh, jeez!
Asserted yourselves.
Zero is still a degree, I guess.
I guess.
Oh, you guys. What's wrong with you now?
There's nothing wrong with me.
Well, what's wrong with me now?
Absolutely nothing wrong with me.
I don't know what you're talking about. Trying to find get updated on our picks, because that's really a Thursday highlight.
Oh, it is.
I like the banter.
I like
the confidence points. I like this new wrinkle we've added with
kind of a wild card game.
The wild card.
Do you think we should rotate who gets to pick the wild card game? So Bob doesn't just say, I feel an 8 about that game. I'm going to use that one this week.
No, because he's not right that often, so it's fine.
Yeah, but it's still an unfair advantage, I think. Going in there somewhere.
No, I don't think there's an unfair advantage. I'm not a cheater.
I don't think so. I mean, if you want to throw your idea out there for the game, you could send it out to him and say, hey, how about this one? And then I think as the co-host.
Have you met my dad?
I know, I was getting there.
Has he ever taken a suggestion and
been
like,
where
yeah,
I
that's...
was going. But I guess
well,
never
if
mind.
If I'm cheating, I'm not doing great because you lead so far in the picks.
Yeah.
You've got a total of 42 points through the first 2 weeks. I have 34. Max has 31. Anthony has 31. And Duda has 17.
Right,
so that's where we are.
You had 27 points this past week?
Huh?
You had 27 points this past
week? I had 22. And
did
I
you have
previously
seven the first
had 12.
Week? I don't think so.
Jeff, stop that. I'm serious. I got a very... I'm growing tired of that part.
I don't think you did, but maybe
well,
I did.
And it's time to stop doing that.
Mm.
It makes you look weak. And it makes you look
You say
whiny.
I win every year doesn't make you look weak?
I don't say I win every year. I won last year.
Yeah. I guess.
I thought
look
I
Look at him. Look at him. What look at you?
I thought
he's talking.
I thought I won
I'm
last
looking at
year.
The guy who's
No,
talking.
You looked at him before you even spoke. Like, help me out, Jason.
No.
Help me out. I got a blister. I mean, it was just pathetic. fight your own fights.
I did.
I've never once looked at him going, can you support me here?
Yeah, he
well,
didn't.
It's not going to happen.
It happened 5 minutes ago. What do you think, Jason? And he was on my side, and now you've
well,
turned
that's
on
fine
me.
If he's on your side.
I can right. be on anybody's side I want if I think you're correct.
Right. That's why he's asked.
I don't pick a side. I pick the side I think's correct.
He's never been one to just completely go to one side or the other.
I understand that.
That's why he is a arbiter.
That's
here.
Why I looked to him to see what he would come up with there.
And then there you have it.
He says he gets pencil whipped a lot. Do you want to yell at him now?
No.
Why?
Because he knows I get pencil whipped. That's why. Come on.
I don't really know. And then tomorrow night we got a couple of options, both involving our state schools. We can watch UNLV Kansas, which starts at 6, or we can watch Arizona K-State, which you can hear right here on your home of the Wildcats, KFH. That game starts at 7. I'll watch the first hour of KU. Then I'll switch over to K-State because that's a Big 12 game. That's the Big 12 opener. Arizona coming in. That just has such a unique feel that I'm drawn to that game.
Just doesn't sound right.
It's weird.
It's a fun one.
And now I hear the Mountain West is going to be gone in a couple of years because they're all going
three
to the
of those schools.
What, is it the Pac-10, the Pac-12, or the Pac-6? What are they calling that now?
It's crazy.
It's the Pac-12 still.
Well, they said it was the Pac-10 today.
They did?
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
I'm so confused on what's what anymore.
It says Pac-12, and you've got these schools now heading there for the 2026-27 academic year: Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, Fresno State. What does the poor Mountain West do?
Well, they're done.
They're done. And by the way, K-State Arizona is not a Big 12 game.
That's right. It's not, but it's two Big 12 teams.
Yes.
I keep forgetting that.
It's
but
tough.
It's two Big 12 teams.
Right. And it's an interesting game. It'll tell
because that game was originally on their non-conference schedule, which is the reason it's not being counted as a conference game this year.
See, just more confusing.
Everything's confusing.
It all gets confusing at times.
It's ridiculous.
Here's the statement released by Gloria Nevarez, the Mountain West commissioner. The Mountain West Conference is aware of media reports regarding the potential departure of several of our members.
You are.
And we will... Can I finish, please?
I reacted to what you said.
And
is
I'm
that
not
okay?
finished.
You paused.
You react when I'm finished.
No, I'll react when I feel like reacting.
Duda, speed dial 7.
Okay, just a second.
I don't need Duda, though.
I don't need him. I just want him to speed dial 7.
Yeah, that's needing Duda, now needing someone else. Desperate.
And we'll have more to say in the days ahead. All members will be held to the conference bylaws and policies should they elect to depart. The requirements of the scheduling agreement will apply to the Pac-12 should they admit Mountain West members. Our board of directors is meeting to determine our next steps. The Mountain West has a proud 25-year history and will continue to thrive in the years ahead. That's pretty interesting. It doesn't sound like they want to go down without a fight here.
She lost me at we're aware. We're pretty sure you're aware.
So the remaining schools in the Mountain West, if this were to happen, would be San Jose State, UNLV, Hawaii, Utah State, Nevada, New Mexico, Wyoming, and Air Force. What can you
do
with that?
Doesn't do a lot for me.
Doesn't do a lot for probably anybody, does it?
Then again, Washington State, Oregon State, Colorado State, Fresno State, Boise State, and whoever the other one is.
Well, they're not done.
Doesn't do a lot for me either.
They're probably not done.
Where are they going?
I wouldn't be... I don't know. I don't know what any of this is going to end up looking like.
They've talked about Cal Stanford, but they just went to the ACC.
They just left.
But the ACC might be crumbling.
It wouldn't shock me if something like Tulane to this conference happened. It wouldn't shock me if something, even Memphis. Memphis and Tulane are eager to depart from the American Athletic Conference. This would be a step up. A step up.
I'm not sure. Does the Pac-12
football program?
Does the Pac-12 want to go to Memphis?
Anybody will go anywhere.
They'll take.
Yeah,
anybody will go anywhere. If you haven't learned that,
well, I don't know that the Pac-12 wants to go to Memphis.
You don't know that they don't.
I don't.
And Memphis would be a very attractive target.
Yeah, until
I don't have anything to go on here.
Until they're playing Fresno State, and who cares?
Well, who cares about a lot of this stuff?
The people in that region.
Does Memphis playing Texas San Antonio grab their attention?
I'm not, but I'm saying.
I'm asking you.
No, maybe.
No.
Texas San Antonio was pretty good.
Memphis playing Fresno State would be much better.
The problem is that they're going to have to just take teams because everybody's leaving. And they're going to need to start making an agreement where you have to stay for more than 3 years, and then you just get to
leave
again.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know where anybody is anymore. I'll wait till the games are on, and then I'll see what's happening. But it's to the point now where it's just kind of lost me with everything.
I'm pretty surprised Utah State wasn't in this mix to go to the Pac-12. In fact, I'm almost shocked because
what
that
do
would
they
be,
bring?
They're very good. They got a great program.
They're horrible this year.
Well, they're not very good in football. They've been decimated. But their basketball program's got a good history. So does their football program.
Nothing they're doing has anything to do with basketball.
I understand that. But Utah State's been relevant in football.
I don't think they're looking for relevant. I think they're looking for schools.
Or, you know, having a discussion with this
guy. Well, I don't think that's what they're looking for. Is, hey, they're relevant, so they're good enough for us. That's not what I believe. Boise State played in a – they've contended for national championships.
Well, of course they have. Did I say anything about not that Boise
State – San Diego State is a very, very good program. And
they're
has,
okay.
Is Fresno State
– Fresno State usually is pretty good, yes.
They're okay. I mean, I don't know what you're wanting.
I want more than hey, they're sort of relevant sometimes. Like if that's the way you're trying to build your conference, then you're not going to be building much of a conference.
I think they're just trying to keep the conference going.
Since 2012, Utah State's had 4 double-digit win seasons. Now they've struggled of late, 6-7. The past 2 years, 7-6, 11-2. Yeah, they've been down a little bit, but, you know, I'm a little surprised Utah State wasn't mentioned here.
Maybe they got plans to go somewhere else.
Who knows?
Well, that only makes sense, doesn't it?
I just don't think the American in its current form is long for
anything.
Yeah.
And I know Wichita State's in it.
That affects Wichita State because that's where we are.
But you're right because they're not. Everybody's going to go. Everybody's looking probably to go somewhere else once you've lost a lot of those teams.
That's why I mentioned Memphis and Tulane for this Pac-12. I mean, why not?
Exactly.
They both have pretty good football programs. They're in major metropolitan areas, Memphis and New Orleans. You wouldn't want to add that. Seems like that'd be pretty attractive.
You would think.
So they're up to something in the Pac-12. They're not stopping here.
No, of course not. You have to have 8. You have to have 8 to be considered for the CFP. And you get a 2-year grace period. So by next year or whenever the 2 years is up, maybe it's the year after, then they'll have 8, and we'll see who it is.
I see the raid on the American. I don't know that it's going to happen. I'm trying not to speak crazy. I'm not trying to sound off alarm bells. I have nothing to go on here. I've not spoken to anybody who's verified this. But if you're trying to expand that conference right now, and pretty much the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, and ACC are closed for shop, right?
Yeah.
We don't see them expanding, but we do see the Pac-12. So why wouldn't they go to Tulane? Why wouldn't they go to Memphis? Why wouldn't they go to South Florida to try to get into that market? There's a gazillion people down there. I don't know. I could see it happening.
Good. Just don't know what their goals are specifically.
Don't know either. That's what I said. I have nothing to go on. But I know they're not stopping here.
Well, you know you have nothing to go on, but let's be honest. If you're picking one of those conferences that are going to be plucked and be done, it's the AAC. Is it not?
Could be. I hope
that's
not. The next conference up. There's other conferences that are okay, but I would think it would be the American that would be. Like you have the whatever conference Northern Illinois is in, and I've heard other schools get mentioned for that at-large or the 5th conference champion spot in the CFP. But
Colorado State, San Diego State, Boise State, and
Fresno State.
All good additions.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now Max Power joins us, as does the big fella Anthony, as we get into week three here. Hey, guys.
I did.
Somebody said something. Anybody there?
Doesn't sound like it.
Guess not.
Oh, boy.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. I'm sure we'll get them back at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure the producer back in our studio is understanding of the situation and working to fix it so we can continue to do the radio. There's
Anthony.
There's big fella right there.
What about Max? Do we have Max?
Do you hear me, Anthony? I hear you.
I hear
there's
Max.
Can you hear us?
I don't hear anything else.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Andrew, well, let's get going with the picks.
But Anthony.
All right. We need to get going with the picks. Andrew, you may need to feed them the picks so that they know what we're doing. We start with UNLV, Kansas. No, we don't. We're going to start with Boston College, Missouri. Andrew, do you have any music to play? No. Okay. I quit.
She's a rough one. She's a rough one, people. It's all right.
Can you come up with some music to play?
It's right there. It's football. It's all right. Brown and orange.
Here we go. We'll figure it out. We got to get going, though. We only have a little time. Boston College and Missouri. This one, a battle of ranked teams. Missouri, a 16.5-point favorite at home. I like BC in that line. That's a lot of points. And Boston College opened the year with a win over Florida State. I like them for 3. Jeff.
These picks are presented by FanDuel, and FanDuel has something special for our listeners. Be sure to check out FanDuel's Profit Boost in the app and use it for FanDuel's Double Your Winnings for all Sunday, September 15th. Pre-game Moneyline Bets Profit Boost is live starting today. You can view your account page to learn more about your boost. And I also feel like this probably is too many points, even for a quality Missouri team. Boston College, they got like Bill O'Brien in or somebody who can coach, and I got him for 3.
Same thing. Duda.
Yeah, way too many points. I agree. I will take Missouri for 4.
What?
4. Or, sorry, Boston College for 4. I'm there. I'll get
blithering.
There. Withering. The show's withering. The whole thing's withering.
No, you're a blithering.
Don't use words you know I don't understand.
Let's see what Max has. Max, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Duda coming off a negative 3 week. I don't know about that.
Seriously, Max, on vacation and you're going to, of all the people here, you're going to get all over me? All right, buddy. That's fine.
What's your pick?
I know where we're at now.
What's your pick?
I don't think Boston College travels well outside of Chestnut Hill. I'm taking Missouri for 7.
That's a terrible pick. Anthony, what do you got? You been drinking on the road, Max?
No, I just came out of the ocean.
Well, you're drinking that fish water then. Anyway, I think that is too many points. But then again, I haven't seen neither one of these teams, and it's a home game from Missouri. I'm gonna go with Missouri, but I'm only going with 3 confidence points.
3 confidence points. Let's move on to Tulane. In Norman to face Oklahoma. Tulane at home gave K-State all it wanted. Now they're a 13.5-point underdog against the Sooners. Jeff.
I was wearing an Oklahoma shirt at Riverfront Stadium. It was not an OU shirt. It's just a shirt that says Oklahoma on it. And I got a boomer! And thankfully he wasn't calling me a boomer. I gave him back to Sooner. And Tulane, this is more of a K-State pick than an Oklahoma pick, but I've got Oklahoma for 8.
Interesting.
All 8.
Duda, that's interesting. Duda?
I uh, I couldn't disagree anymore.
Wow.
Tulane's not that bad. Oklahoma is not that great. I think this is too many points. I got Tulane for six.
Max, can we make it minus six for Dukes?
Max.
I'm with Jeff. I think Tulane overplayed there. I got OU for eight. I'm going all eight on them.
Wow. That's just...
Believe it.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. Anthony?
I'm going to say it like this. After seeing Northern Illinois knock off Notre Dame last week, I'm going to say 13 and a half is too many points. I'm taking Tulane for confidence points.
Four confidence points. I think Tulane is pretty darn good. They have a very good coach. They have a standout quarterback. They've got a great running back. They'll work on some of the things they need to shore up. I like Tulane for two. Next, UNLV at Kansas tomorrow night. Playing that game up at the soccer stadium in Kansas City. KU, an 8.5-point favorite against the Running Rebels. Duda.
UNLV's not that bad a team. KU didn't look that great last week. Guess what, boys? Here we go again. UNLV for eight.
Good God.
Wow.
All right.
Max?
I can hear KU Pat now. I think KU can hopefully cover the 8.5, but I'll take them for one.
Not much confidence, but picking KU. Anthony?
I'm picking KU, and I'm going to go five.
Five for the Jayhawks. This is a tough game, in my opinion. I have very little confidence. Kansas did not look good. Not like they've been saving something. They lost that game at Illinois. They come home to face a decent UNLV team. KU, but for only one. Jeff?
I love Duda making his 8-point pick because one team isn't that bad. And it makes me feel absolutely ashamed that I've also picked UNLV, but I've only picked UNLV for one. KU's in prove-it mode for me now.
All right, next, the big game, although it's not a conference game, which is weird. Arizona and Kansas State in Manhattan tomorrow night. 7.5 points Kansas State is giving. Max, you got the first pick.
I'm going with Arizona on this. K-State did not look good last week. I'm taking Arizona for two.
What about you, Anthony?
Well, there's a reason K-State didn't look good. They played a good Tulane team last week. They're at home this week. I'm going with K-State. What points I have left on the board to play with?
Come on, Anthony. Right,
get your K-State sticky note and write these down.
I know. All right, K-State, seven. Yeah.
Seven.
There, you got it.
I like K-State here as well. I think Tulane is much better than Jeff gives them credit for. Much better than Max gives them credit for. I like Kansas State here for five. Jeff.
Tulane might be better than I give them credit for, but I'm not sure K-State is as good as you give them credit for. If they don't open up the offense here and try to, you know, do some things, Arizona's going to
pick them.
I am. Arizona for five.
Good. That's a gain for me, Duda.
It's not.
No, it's not, because I agree with Jeff on this. I got Arizona for three. I don't think... Look, K-State, I'm with Jeff on this. K-State's got to show us something before I'm going to start picking them and beating teams by more than a touchdown.
You act like the fact you're with Jeff validates the pick.
It validates both of us a lot, sir.
Validates a lot.
Now to the NFL. Tonight's game, leading. Buffalo in Miami to face the Dolphins. Miami, 2.5-point favorite in an intriguing game. We start this one with the big fella.
I am going to go all in on Miami.
For eight.
Eight.
I like Miami as well, although Josh Allen is always a wild card. I like Miami for four. Jeff.
What was the spread? 3.5?
Two and a half.
Yeah, I don't think Miami's going to win the game. We've seen these teams play ugly games before. I've got Buffalo for four.
Duda?
Yeah, this is the one. I don't like this game. I have no clue. Josh Allen, Miami at home. Could go either way. I'll take the home team for one.
And Max, how do you feel about it?
I love Josh Allen, but they lost so many people in Buffalo. I'm going Miami for five.
All right, next we have New Orleans and Dallas. Battle of unbeatens. Does that mean New Orleans and Dallas are good? Those answers still to come. Dallas, a 6.5-point favorite at home. New Orleans put up 47 last week against Carolina. I think Carolina is abysmal. I'm picking Dallas in this one, and I'm picking them for six. Jeff.
I'm right there with you. Dallas for six. Keep it short and sweet this time.
Duda?
Yeah, I mean, New Orleans played a high school football team, it looked like, last week, so I have nothing in them. But Dallas, I wasn't impressed with. He played Cleveland, who has Deshaun Watson, who's god-awful as well. But I still think Dallas has a better team. They got the better players overall. I'm going to go with Dallas for five.
Dallas for five. Max?
I'm going with Dallas for six.
Dallas for six. What about you, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm all in on Dallas, too. I think I have six on the board, so I'm going to go Dallas for six. No questions asked.
Dallas for six. Everybody likes Dallas. Next, we go to Seattle and New England. Another battle of unbeatens, although after just 1 week. New England, a 3.5-point underdog at home. We start this one with Jeff.
Not a game I love. Both of these teams won last week, obviously. New England's was an upset, but how good is Cincinnati? We might be talking about that pretty soon. I've got Seattle, but just for two.
Seattle for two. Duda?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of this game either. Three and the hook, Jeff.
The hook!
I'm taking New England for two.
New England for two. Max?
Stunning upset victory over Cincy last week. They have a good defense, so I'm going with the Patriots for three.
And what do you say, Anthony?
I'll say Seattle, two.
Seattle for two. I guess I like this game more than you guys. I think Seattle's a better team than New England. I think Seattle could be pretty good, in fact. I like Seattle in this one for seven.
New England's defense, really good.
Seven. Wow.
We'll see if they're really good.
Wow.
We already did.
Cincinnati in Kansas City to face the Chiefs. 6.5 points on this game for the Chiefs. Duda?
Look, Cincinnati, everybody's talking about Chase not practicing. Higgins, don't know if he's going to play. I am taking the Chiefs for seven.
The Chiefs for seven. Max?
Joe Burrow got the rust off last week. Cincy for four.
Max will never win the picks because of
I don't think he cares.
Because of this bias. Anthony, what do you think?
I'm going to go on the fence. I'm going to say Cincinnati won.
Wow. I don't know how you can pick Cincinnati here. I don't get it.
Not from what they look like last week, but we'll see.
Kansas City for eight. Jeff?
KC for seven.
Okay. Well, there you go. And finally, our wild card game. Tampa Bay in Detroit to face the Lions. This is a 1-10. You win the points if you get it right. You lose them if you don't. Duda can tell us about that. It happened to him last week. Tampa Bay and Detroit, the Lions 7.5-point favorite. Max, you start.
This was tough, but since the Lions are at home, I'm going to go with the Lions for four, although I like Baker Mayfield and the Bucks.
Detroit for four. Anthony.
I actually like Detroit, but Tampa Bay coming into town, no slouch. And they're running it back, and Baker is comfortable with his weapons. I'm going to go Tampa Bay in eight.
Wow. Anthony rolling it out there for eight.
Wow. Nice.
That's big.
It's a lot of points.
I don't feel as confident about this game. Tampa Bay getting 7.5. I like Detroit. I think they're good. I think Tampa Bay is pretty good, too. I like Tampa Bay within the number here for 3. Only 3. Jeff?
I believe that I will end up in our first 8 picks with more than 1 point, so I'm determined not to finish in the negative. And this is a hard game anyway, so I'm going to go Tampa for 2.
And what about you, Duda?
Not a hard game. Too many points. Way too many points.
That hook, though.
The hook's going to hurt you because Detroit wins this game by 7. This is Tampa for 10.
Wow.
Wow.
We could have negative week number 2. Oh.
Giddy up. I win.
There you go.
I mean, you might as well do it if you're in dead last.
Why not? Go for it.
When you know, boys. It's okay. Don't you guys worry about it whatsoever.
Max, thank you. Thank you, Anthony.
Can I change all my picks?
We'll get with you next week.
All right.
All right.
All right. There you go. Max picking against the Chiefs. I don't get it. But we'll see. Maybe he'll have the last laugh.
He could.
All right, back to the Bengals Chiefs. Interesting that the three of us have very high confidence in Kansas City. Max, of course, that's his kryptonite.
He doesn't count. His picks don't count.
And then the big fella picking Cincinnati, but only for 1 point. I don't know how you could get it in your mind that Cincinnati could cover this. Now, listen, they may come out in week 2 and be the Bengals we expected. But they certainly didn't give us any reason in week 1 to think they can go into Kansas City and make that competitive.
No, I mean, Cincinnati and Kansas City, their last 4 games have all been within 3 or 6 points or something like that. But let's be honest, they look terrible. New England went in there and looked like world beaters, and people were saying New England might not win a game this year. So unless something changes in 7 days, the Chiefs should route this game, but it is sports, so we'll see what happens.
And you never know, right?
You never can tell.
But
unless you're the White Sox.
I put 8 on them. You and the big fella in our bonus game went heavy into Tampa Bay on the road.
Yep.
I feel like that was in only week 3 with about 60 weeks to go. I feel like that was a pick of desperation.
No desperation whatsoever. It's going to be a high-scoring game.
I don't know if you should ever put 10 on that game, but you did.
Why?
Because you lose 10, win probably you're wrong. And we know your track record in
these. And my track record's what?
Bad.
Are you going to take that, even though I'm laughing? I didn't think that was funny.
Well, I had negative points last week, Bob, so I can't really say much about it right now.
It's like on the wall when they have 0, you got to triple up.
Why? You'd be crazy not to.
Exactly.
Like, what are you thinking?
That's you still watch that show, by the way?
Not really.
That's too bad.
Not really.
Oh, there you go.
I think I'm the last person left who does.
I think so.
Now, there's a switching gears. There's a chance we go to dinner tonight, but if we don't, or if we get back at a decent hour, I think we might embark on the Wyatt Earp documentary.
I'll give it a shot. It's very good. Netflix.
Have you seen it?
No, I started it and then lost interest, so I didn't get into it yet.
How did you lose interest?
I was tired. I'll try it
what
again.
What is going on with you?
I'll try it again. I need
you
a
need
nap,
a
man.
Supplement?
I need like 16 hours of sleep.
You got to go watch a soccer game.
Yeah, that'll pep me up, so I'll be all right once I get there.
You talk about feeding a fatigue.
What does that mean?
That means...
Are you not coming? You're not coming tonight?
No, he was going to go out to dinner.
Boys in the car were asking.
When do they play Derby again?
They don't.
Maybe in the state tournament.
The JV state tournament?
Yeah, we'll hold our breath for that one. 7 years.
Do they have a
7 years.
Do they have bleachers one can sit in to watch these games?
Yes. It's even
How long does a typical...
Well, the
high
JV game,
hour and a half.
Yeah, well, JV games are only 30-minute halves with 15 minutes.
An hour and 15. That's nothing.
That's nothing, especially for a guy like yourself.
Well, pull up their schedule.
Again?
Shouldn't you have their schedule at some point?
I sent it to you.
Yeah, but in a really rudimentary caveman.
I might go to a game.
Well, yeah, Jackson, love to have you there.
You have weekend games?
No. Oh, yeah, we do. This Saturday, they're in a tournament. They got two at Northwest.
It's possible.
Like 11, and they play tonight. Play tonight at 4. They play tomorrow at noon. They play Saturday at 11 and 2:15 at Northwest.
2:15 Saturday.
That 2:15 doesn't sound terrible.
What's the temperature?
Well, I mean, come on.
You'll find an excuse, and that's okay. Oh, it's going to be warm.
Well,
88. That's not bad.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's
for this time of year.
Oh, how dare anybody go outside?
Well, I mean, first of all, we do have a hitting clinic Saturday, and it's going to be 89 according to my weather app, and we don't have a real cool down coming until the following weekend, when it looks like it's going to be in the low 80s into the high 70s. Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, you got time. They'll play into, like, into October, well into October. So you got a chance. You still got a chance.
I will make it happen.
Okay.
Give my best to the youngster tonight. If you remember, text me the score. And tonight only, Derby, I'm against you.
Uh-oh. Oh.
We need the youngster.
That on the air.
Yeah, tonight only, Derby.
That is crazy talk right there.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back here tomorrow. Have a good night.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.